Okay, so I'm going to give the status update of the 199 draft and what's happened since the previous meeting. One thing what has happened, I received a lot of comments. Thank you very much for that. And also the week before this and this week, I have received some comments from people like Adam and so on. I will address those also. I think most of them are editorial. So actually there will be a new version of the draft after this meeting. So when I say here that there are currently no open issues, what I mean with that is that those are the open issues, technical open issues, which we had previously had documented in the document, and they have now been based on the discussion we had at the previous meeting, and also on the mailing list has not been solved, and there has at least been no objection to them. First one was regarding who's going to send 199 in the first place. The outcome was that both a UA and a proxy can do it. There is no text saying about that it's really the proxy that should do it, and a UA should only do it if it somehow has the knowledge that the proxy doesn't support it by configuration or, you know, whatever magic. Regarding what SIP information should be carried in the 199, there was long discussions whether we should use say anything about SIP frag or something like that. The outcome was that no, we're not going to say anything about SIPFRAG, which means, you know, it is allowed, but, you know, we're not going to say anything about it. But we do use now the reason header, so that the minimum that you will insert is the actual response code which triggered this 199 response. Regarding the option tag, was that should we have an option tag so the UAC can actually indicate whether he supports 199 or not, so it's not going to be sent unless he supports it. The outcome from that, yes, we will specify this option tag, so 199 is not sent to anyone who doesn't support it, even though it shouldn't cause any harm, but, you know, it's, you know, unnecessary messages. Next please. One of the other things we discussed also was the reliability of the 199. One thing was that the proxy must not send 199 reliable, and the main reason for that was that, of course, then the proxy would have to deal with prax and everything, and, you know, terminate prax which are addressed to the UAC and so on. UA may send 199 reliable, but it doesn't have to, even though 100 rel would be required. And the main reason for that really was that this 199 is more like an indication optimization. So it should be quite lightweight, so to say. I mean, there are a lot of reasons why you do want to use 100 rel, because you're going to send 180Xs with STPs and so on, but that doesn't mean that you would then have to send this. I also did add some security impact text. We didn't have that before. I don't know. I'd like people to look at that, see whether it's enough or we need something else. Adam
Roach, sorry. I missed this if it went by the list, but the not sending the 199 reliably from a proxy, that it seems a bit of a strange thing to put in a must not, because the client that you're referring to has already sent an error code. As far as the call's concerned, he's gone. Right? You're basically taking over on behalf of that client. So I can see how you wouldn't require the proxy to do that, but it seems odd to prohibit it.
Well, it's basically not prohibited, but the thing, of course, is that would it be a proxy then, or would it become a back-to-back user agent, because the proxy would then have to terminate the prac rat. So I guess you could do it, but then, you know, is it a proxy anymore, or is it becoming a back-to-back user agent? So I understand what you're saying, and if there's some other way we can say this, but I think the concern people had was that if we do say that a proxy is allowed to do it, then it would have to deal with this prax.
It has to act as a user agent under the circumstances, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think there's anything particularly harmful there, because the user agent is gone.
Yeah, there was actually quite a long thread, and I think that if you go back and look at the thread on this, there are some examples in there where that's not the case. The invite may be gone. The invite that was involved in the use case that everybody's thinking of here is an initial invite trying to set up a dialogue, yes, but there were some corners where you might have had a dialogue already because of subscription, you know, multiple usages, all that kind of garbage, right? So.
And like I said, there are some editorial fixes which has to be done. I mean, like I said, I have received comments both offline and on the list from people like Adam and Bob and others, how to some text can be clarified, some additional text is needed, and so on and so on. I think most of it is editorial nature, so there are really no technical open issues. So basically, next slide, please. So my proposal is basically working group last call. Like I said, there will be a new draft right after this meeting where I try to address all those comments. So I guess it would like us, it's the chairs then decide, do we initiate this now or do we wait for this next draft, or how does it work? Thank you.
Well, first of all, the document has already been in working group last call once. Okay. So nominally, it's still in working group last call now. So yes, we want the new version. I think what we want from the working group is, I mean, basically, to get to working group last call, theoretically, we should close all the open issues. The last working group last call opened up a whole load of new open issues. So are we at the point now where, with the current version and what Krista has described in these slides, there's some hope that the next version will have closed all the open issues and therefore people can actually review the document and comment on it as a complete document?
Yeah, like I said, the way I see it, the open issues are actually closed. What will come in the next version is these editorial fixes that people have been commenting. Thank you.
Keith, you weren't suggesting that you weren't asking that the working group last call not introduce new open issues, were you?
No, but there's no point in having a working group last call if there are still open issues at this moment to close. If people know of something that needs to be worked on, is it on the table and Krista is aware of how to fix it, or is there still stuff that people haven't even raised yet but they do know about? Oh, Hadriel will find something in working group last call. I know about that. He hasn't even read the document yet, probably. Right. Okay, so we will see the next version immediately after the meeting. Pending any sort of flame wars or whatever, then it will go shortly after that into a revised working group last call with the aim of closing the document in that working group last call. Okay?
Thank you.